The electric age began as a time marker in the year 1844, which is when Samuel Morse demonstrated the telegraph. Now, of course, the transition over a period of time with a new technology just doesn't happen overnight. Rather, it takes some time. In fact, if we look back through history, the two previous transitions from primary orality to phonetic literacy in ancient Greece, and from the manuscript culture to the mechanized print culture in the 15th century with the Gutenberg press, those transitions took about 300 years to complete. Now, when I say complete, what I mean is that it took that long for the members of the society to believe that it's always been this way, this is just the way people are, there's been never been any different, this is just how the world is. It takes about 300 years for that transition to complete. Now you can imagine that at some point during that transition, enough changes have occurred that people will begin to notice that there's something different going on in the world, that there are new effects happening, some new structures are beginning to emerge that are changing the society. It happens about the halfway point, that it becomes sufficiently obvious to enough people that begin to talk about it. So if we take the halfway point, 150 years, in fact, give me 151, added to the time marker of 1844, that brings us to the year 1995. Does anybody know what happened in 1995? 1995, the beginning of what was called the dot-com bubble, was signified by the Netscape IPO, the initial public offering of Netscape. And of course, that success, tremendous success of an initial public offering, enabled the internet to burst upon the consciousness of everybody in society. All of a sudden, everyone noticed the internet. Everyone paid attention to it. It was on all of the magazines, the newspapers, the headlines, and so forth. It became immediately obvious to everybody that here was something new and different. The internet. Now we have this really interesting situation. Remember at the beginning I said we are at a point of a break boundary, a generation gap, the likes of which we have not seen in our lifetime. In fact, we haven't seen it since the 1550s. You see, we have a generation alive who was socialized in the first half of this transition, this nexus period, in a world that was largely structured by the old technologies, the mechanized, industrialized, hierarchical, bureaucratic, administrative type of world. And we have a generation alive that was socialized beginning in the year of 1995, so they were about 8 to 10 years old in 1995, who are now 22 years of age and younger, who are socialized in the second half after the break boundary. So two generations alive, one socialized before the break boundary, one socialized after the break boundary. Now, this younger generation, they say 22 years of age and younger, are living in a world in which, according to them, the internet never didn't exist. They're living in a world in which Google never didn't exist. They're living in a world in which everyone who matters is either a click away, or a text message away, or a speed dial call away, or posting on a Facebook wall away, among a variety of devices, all of which, irrespective of what they look like or how they functionally behave, are all exactly the same. They are connection devices. Unlike we, who were socialized and acculturated in a primary literate societal ground, one that was formed by this industrial, mechanized, bureaucratic type of era, today's youth and tomorrow's adults live in a world of ubiquitous connectivity and pervasive proximity. Everyone is or soon will be connected to everyone else and all available information through instantaneous multi-way communications. This is ubiquitous connectivity. They will therefore have the experience of being immediately next to or proximate to everyone else and all available information. This is pervasive proximity. Their direct experience of the world is fundamentally different from yours or from mine, as we have had to adopt and adapt to these technologies that create the effects of ubiquitous connectivity and pervasive proximity.